And good morning and welcome to A Voice of a People, live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. How you doing out there? I tell you, sun is shining. And I always say I'm not the weatherman, but that's what it's like where I'm at. Okay, hopefully you can hear me loud and clear. You can also catch A Voice of a People, WGH Talk, on www.wwgh1071.com, or you can download an app called TuneIn and search on any electronic device by typing in the search bar WWGH, or you can call in during a live broadcast by calling 740-383-9944. If you have any questions or would like to make any comments, let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Excuse me. The number there is 740-382. One of the morning things, right? 382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Her ongoing announcement is free produce every third Saturday of every month beginning April the 20th of 2024. It will begin at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Do you realize how soon we will be at in April? It's already March in a couple days?
No, today is the last day. Yeah. This is 29.
Today or tomorrow? Why am I thinking?
I don't know.
You say you don't know what I'm thinking, right? Yeah. You're right. It's the 29th. Oh, my. Yeah, sorry about that, people. I have been putting February 28th on every piece of paper this morning. Wow. Shame, shame. Okay. Well, tomorrow is March, right?
Yeah.
Already.
We'll march right into March.
And do not forget that Logos Christian Ministries have a wellness fitness campus area adjacent to their sanctuary, and it is open to the public. They just ask that you respect their property. We also have Cheryl Lee. She is the coordinator for Child's Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Club, which is a faith-based after-school program located in all Marion City and county elementary schools, along with North Union's County Elementary Schools. Cheryl Lee can be contacted at 740-262-0939. They will be having a silent auction, which will take place Saturday at 11 until 2 p.m. It will be located at Cornerstone Church on Route 4 South. Doors open at 10:30, $10 donation for lunch. And they will have many items for you to bid on and a lot of baked goods. So hopefully you all will be able to make the silent auction. Okay, now let me give you a thought for today, which I love to do. I have my paper. Point of view. That's for today. When someone disbelieves us, we usually argue back and try to prove our point. Yet, we find that the more we talk, the less people listen. Unable to convince them, we end up frustrated. Instead, when someone challenges my words, I should think about whether they might be right. Rather than stubbornly clinging to my point of view, I could embrace this as an opportunity to learn. Even if I am correct in my thinking, if I become able to understand someone else's point of view without getting angry or refusing to listen, I become tolerant. Point of view is a thought for today. Hopefully, it will help you. If not, you can share that fact with that point with someone else. Okay, let us move along. Today, my guest is Woolly Harris Tap 1.
The great Woolly Harris Tap 1.
We've moved on now. We're evolving. All right, the great Woolly Harris Tap 1. All right.
Old Woolly Harris Tap 1.
Yes, how are you doing?
He's doing great.
Amen.
You know, he's doing wonderful. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Been cold free. Cold flu and all that. I've been free of that.
I know some people that are sick.
And I sure have been free of that, praise God, you know, because that'd get you down real bad, you know. And I asked Willie, Willie, he's usually with me at least once or twice a month anyway. Mm-hmm. So he was here to kick off Black History.
Yep.
And he's here today because this is the end of Black History Month.
That's right.
And I just want to put this plug in. Since I was with you last, the Marion County Commissioners downtown set up a day for a few of us to be there, African Americans, and they proclaimed to declare the month of February 2024 as Black History Month. And it was a photo op, and it was all on Facebook, and I think also in the Marion Star. You know how they do the resolutions and all that, so they read that off for us as well. So look at that. This is what they did for African Americans, I guess, to declare it as well. It's a good thing in Marion, Ohio, because it's already nationally. So, yeah. And I thought that was, hopefully, a good thing. A hand
well,
up.
You know, it's coming along.
Yeah, it's coming along.
It's anytime you have anything that you have to birth, you got a gestation period. And new ideals, just like what you were saying, your thought of the day, being able enough to see other people's point of view.
Right.
I mean, you know, it takes time, man. Because, you know, culturally speaking, culture is what confuses, I think, a lot of people. Because culture includes everything that you can encompass.
Right.
You know, how you eat, sleep, talk, walk, where you go, where you don't go.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing. So, yeah, they try. Proclamation to declare the month of February 2024 as Black History Month. Okay. Better late than never.
Yes. Better late than never. Amen. So that was an accomplishment,
but
I guess.
You see, the thing is, man, I and I know I'm saying this right out front. I thank Trump. Well, I thank God for lining Trump up to expose these things that he has that he's created for people to be exposed. And this year, they didn't stop. They just still exposing, and they still connecting and throwing folk in jail. And, you know, people that was involved in different things, in criminal activities. So there's a reckoning going on. And I think that, you know, people are trying to reconcile some things.
Yes, there is a reckoning going on. A lot of stuff is going on. I just put it like that.
That is definitely true.
Right. A lot of things are going on. Let me see. Really. Maybe.
You know, most women need to care. I just looked at my hand. Looked like gremlin paws.
I know y'all hear me cracking up, right?
Yeah, that looked like I've been digging in dirt. You know, and everything. And,
you know, a lot of times I pour a little.
It's that gold bun.
Yeah.
It's radiant. Well, I can use that.
All right. Great. Great. Okay. So, you know, Pastor Jackie Peterson was here with me also in January. God usually gives her what people call predictions for the coming year, right? Mm-hmm. So, one of the. Or a few of her predictions was that she received from the Lord a year of chaos, a lot of surprises coming, the normal will be shattered. Well, formerly I didn't get the clarification of formerly transition, and be ready of things to come. So those of you who are listening, and myself and my guests, hopefully we will gird up our loins and try to be ready for things to come, because, You know, as we live in this world, things are not getting better. They may seem or appear to be getting better, but they are not. It's like some things are like camouflage, and it goes right past you, because they are trying to condition us. That's what this is. Mm-hmm. Trying to condition you to accept anything and everything that goes on. That you have no point of view. That you have no opinion. We're just going to go with the norm. And this norm is growing exceedingly differently than where we are and what we've been taught and the road that we have traveled on. And a lot of people who have traveled this road with us have fallen off and gone a different way.
You know, you talking about that, mentioned me, you and I had spoke the other evening about Joe Madison.
Right.
And the reason I thought about Joe Madison, because he always talked about his grandfather, always say put it to where the goats can get it. And that means put it in its simplest form.
Right.
But let me say it to you, another analogy. When you are behind the plow, in order for someone else to take over, you have to move.
Right.
And that's what you see. It's time for other groups of people and things to take over. I mean, because the old idea, we're in it. We're the old.
We're part of it, yes.
We're part of the old regime.
Right.
You know, the people that's 80 and years like that, right. We're the last group of them.
That's true.
So we haven't got it together, and we done left our kids with a mess already. They already know that. But for the most part, I think that they'll be able enough to survive all of this stuff because these kids are equipped with things that we don't have.
Amen. I agree.
And, you know, and they're able to see and understand. It's amazing to me how much my 27-year-old son knows. I mean, it blows my mind. But then people that's around me say, well, you didn't know that you was teaching him this stuff. Didn't think about that. I was just too busy doing what I was doing.
Right.
And so, you know, dropping seeds here, yeah. Stuff back to me and say, no, that ain't really how that works. This is what this is really all about.
Right.
It's kind of, they're getting it, man. And for those that don't get it, they're not going to get it.
Right.
And you're not going to be able to make people get stuff that don't have the desire to want to know what the truth is. And just like people talk about being woke.
Yes.
When you sleep and the house catch a fire.
Right.
You perish.
Yes, you do.
When you woke and the house catch a fire.
You outside.
You can get outside.
Amen.
So
yes.
It's the same thing with this world and this country.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Y'all talking about y'all got a problem with people being woke. You better hope that you be woke.
Yes.
Because when this country burns down or something happens, you want to be in at the move.
Amen.
You know, so. And it's happening. And
yes,
nothing,
it is.
Ain't nothing. You can't stop it.
God, no, you can't.
God predict all this stuff. And it's going to happen. His will is going to be done. And I pray that it does.
Same here. And you're right. We can't stop it.
I wouldn't want to.
No. But God say be ready.
That's all I'm trying to tell you.
And that's
it's going to affect us, you know.
Yes.
It ain't like you ain't going to get affected because you're in this, you know?
Right.
So yeah, be ready, but it ain't going to be for the people that are hooked in and connected. It ain't going to be as bad, because
that's true.
Just like right now, we don't feel the pain some people feel.
No.
You know?
No.
There's some people unable to just get up in the morning.
Amen. Say
and
it.
Go do something.
Say it, Willie.
You know.
They're bedridden.
So, yeah.
You know, or they people are moving them around to even to the bathroom, even helping them feed themselves, you know. And I guess I went to visit a buddy of mine from years ago. We used to worship at the same church, and she had a stroke. Mm-hmm. She still can't walk. Mm-hmm. You know, she can talk, but her arm, she has no activity of her arm. And I broke mine 2 years ago, and it still ain't back like it used to be. Mm-hmm. And, oh, I'm complaining. I can't get it up here. But I can move it.
Oh, absolutely.
It was like the Lord was saying, you can move it, though, right? Mm-hmm. Right. And she can't. So we also have to look at our blessings and the grace of God on our life. Like you said, everybody can't get up in the morning and do what we do, go where we go. You know, and it's just the grace of God, and I thank Him for it. I really do.
When I first, Joe Madison, the reason that I started listening to him.
Now, he give us a little bit of background about him.
Well, Joe Madison, he's actually from here. He's from Detroit. I mean, he's from Dayton.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's where he went to school, high school, and all that sort of thing. He went to college, Washington somewhere, I think he said. He went to Washington U, whatever that is. But anyways, he went to college. But he became an activist.
Right.
And at one particular point in time, he was one of the youngest presidents that they had for, I think, the NAACP. And he had a chapter of it in Detroit. So he started doing activism work when he was younger. And he just kind of just got pushed more and more into that, I guess. Mm-hmm. And that's what he ended up being. And he ended up getting a show because he ended up being around a lot of people, I'm sure. But his abilities to speak landed him a gig with, I think he said he first went to, I don't think they call it The Power. But anyways, it was a radio station, and this black lady owned it.
Mm-hmm.
She owned a lot of them. I'm going to think of her name because I used to talk with her people. It'll come to me. But anyways, she was the only black person that owned the radio station at the time.
Okay. So Joe Madison was also sort of an activist, right?
He was an activist. You know, father and many other things. But him and Dick Gregory was like real tight. And they did a lot of stuff together. They did marches and protesting and things. And they actually, I started doing things and listening to certain things. And really, he's the one that started me watching politics the way I do.
Okay. And I know they called on him regularly when Barack Obama was running for president. He was all over the TV shows and news shows and stuff.
Yeah, he was one of the ones that... that made sense when it came to putting things together in this country as far as ideals, how things were supposed to be flowing and how they are flowing. I mean, he talked quite a bit about this country and how this country was set up. And history, these guys, is amazing how much history they know.
Wow.
I've often thought if I was going to get into a discussion with someone about politics and about any kind of race relation, Joe Madison would have been one of the guys I would have won on my team. Simple as that. He's one, and Roland Martin is another one, and the next one I would want would be Al Sharpton. Because between the three of those guys,
right,
man, it's some serious wisdom. What you looking up?
Oh, I just pulled him up on...
Joe?
Yeah. Yeah. How did he get that name, Black Eagle?
Well, actually, he started calling himself the Black Eagle because of people didn't know at the time that there were really an actual Black Eagle. And this joint, the Black Eagle, if you look him up, has all of these incredible feats. I mean, he can see crate. I mean, these guys can see 2 or 3 miles up in the air.
Wow. Yes, they can.
They can see a mouse or something.
Yeah.
Anyways, so he started calling himself the Black Eagle. And there was another guy called himself that, but he ended up years ago before Joe had started, I think the guy, but they didn't have no problem with each other. But Joe ended up actually patenting the name and coining the phrase Black Eagle. And the eagle has landed. And like I told the story, that okay, when he used to come on in the morning, he would just come on, and his first thing was he had the sound of this eagle screeching.
Really?
Yeah, okay. I mean, and it would go, ah! It was the eagle, right? It was the Black Eagle screeching.
Right.
Well, one morning when I was delivering milk, about 5 in the morning or whatever, the birds were just chirping.
Right.
And like I said in that one piece, I said, you know, I wanted to hear what he was saying and continue to work. So I turned the radio up real loud and went in the back of my truck and left the door open so I could hear. And when he came on and that thing screeched, them birds stopped chirping.
I bet they did.
Because they didn't know that it wasn't a real
eagle, right?
Predator around them. They shut up. And that's when I realized the power in your voice.
Oh, yeah.
And I realized the power God had placed in this guy's voice.
Mm-hmm.
So I just started dealing with looking at him. I listened to him almost every day forever. Matter of fact, I only stopped listening to him when he got sick again. I didn't want to go through all that with him again.
I didn't know he had been sick.
Because he had cancer.
He did, okay.
Prostate cancer. And it had them went away and came back. You know, that kind of stuff drags and pulls your spirit down.
It does.
And him being the powerful brother that he was, I didn't take that. You know, I didn't like it as well.
Right.
Pulling down a monument.
Because like you're saying, we're the last of that generation.
Yeah.
That, you know, that...
And the knowledge that guy had.
Yeah, and we didn't actually do a lot of things that they did, but we knew about it, we heard about it, we went to some places where those things took place, like marches and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But like you said, our children are equipped with, in this different era with different things.
Their tolerance is completely different than
yes,
ours.
It is.
And their reasoning is completely... They ain't trying to hear nothing to do. Okay?
I get
you know,
that.
All that.
Yeah.
Do as I do and don't do as I say. Do right. as I say and don't do what I do. They ain't
right.
They be like, really?
Right.
And they'll Google that nonsense. Yeah, right, whatever. And tell you, man, I'm not, that's not how we function.
Hmm.
You know, we're going to kind of, we look at, man, they just don't buy into this nonsense.
Right.
So, with the group that's trying to reverse all this nonsense, if they succeed in that, that's going to be some of the roughest time in their life. Because what they're going to find out is that this group of people that they want to push around is not as docile as we were. See, we were taught to stay in line and pay attention and
respect this and respect all that.
These
yes.
kids don't respect stuff just because you say it's supposed to be respectful. You got to show them that.
Right.
Did you see... Do you know who Cam Newton is? Cam Newton is a quarterback, black football quarterback. Pretty
good. Get me a cough drop or something. Go ahead.
You know something? I had some
I think I got some halls in my pocket.
Anyways, the reason I'm saying about respect, because he was helping these kids at the camp. He's a professional football player. Been in the NFL. He was cool. He was a good, really, really good quarterback. Did you find what you're looking
for? Yes.
But the thing is, I think the fact that his style of quarterbacking kind of got in the way. Because you know, some of these guys like to run a lot and they get hurt.
Right.
Even when you run instead of passing. But anyways, he gave this camp with these kids, and these fools ended up jumping.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, about 6-7 of them. And had he thought, if he really wanted to, because this is a dude that you mind you now, he's a quarterback that used to run straight up the middle.
Right.
And get tackled and be canned 2 or 3 people on his back. Grown men, 250.
Right. Wow.
And these young men out here, 110 and 190, you know, they stupid. But like I told, like these guys were saying, I would never come back. And they said that ain't the first time that the guy said he's seen them disrespect them. He said parents be disrespected. But see, they got these summer programs. They're trying to help these inner city kids.
Right. They don't want it.
Nope. I'm serious. I wouldn't even give it a second thought. Because.
So what does that mean? I mean, what does that mean for our kids that are growing up in this era?
Well. Until a group of people decide that they're gonna put themselves in check, because we did the same thing as kids. We used to keep ourselves in check with each other.
True.
You know, Mom, don't want you. Well, you better not do that. So
right.
So don't like. You better not. Let's. You know, we kept ourselves in check.
True.
These kids don't think like that. There's no keeping them in check because they don't think like that. And
right.
Plus. My mother and my dad could tell me stuff, and it would take me a year to find it out. whether right. it's true or not.
Or later.
Yeah, or later.
In life.
Now, while you're talking to these kids, they're Googling your stuff right now.
Right, yeah.
And we'll show you, like, that ain't what it says.
I know.
You know, you can't lie to them the same. Because all this politics stuff, man, they sitting down there watching that stuff, eating and playing a game. They can catch this stuff. You know, these kids are sharp, man.
So what's that going to do with the voting?
They're going to vote. You know, early voting is up now, too, for the primaries.
For the primaries, yeah.
You need to get yourself on scampi on down there and get in line.
That's true.
You know, there ain't no line down there, though. I think me and my sister went yesterday. That wasn't why we went down there, though.
Right, right.
But we ended up doing it when we got down there. But anyways, man, yeah, voting. I think we're gonna see some interesting things this year. I think so, and because the main reason is because when you look at the situations like the George Floyd thing, that has not died completely down. The Breonna case when they shot and killed her. Then you got all of this stuff where they're changing with the abortion laws and just various things that groups are doing. These kids see that they're taking stuff from them, and they're hearing people say, well, you guys are destroying the future for these younger kids, because if all this stuff you're talking about don't work, these kids ain't going to work under no dictatorship.
Wow.
They're going to be too rebellious. And here's another thing that this country's so stupid about. Too many people got guns. You know, it ain't like it was back in 1800 that only a few white folk had guns. You know.
I do understand that.
That's crazy.
My sister called me from Georgia just for a minute. I talked with her, and she was saying, you ready to go to Washington, D.C.? I'm like, for what? She said, because this new thing that's going on that they're going to be trying to make people stay with their mates. Have you heard about that? Stay with their mates. This is supposed to be part of the Christian era, evangelicals now. Not only that, if you're pregnant and you're not with your husband, you still have to have your baby. No abortions, period. No matter if you dying. She was saying all this stuff is getting ready to start taking place.
I'm like, where am I? They're trying to put all this stuff in play, and all these older white men that have been in control decided they're going to force their women to have more kids so that the population of white and Caucasian can rise up so that 30 years from now they won't be a minority in this country. But you're not going to stop it. The Mexicans is taking the country back because you took it from them. All that coming back, they talking about they coming over the border, all that was Mexico anyhow. All that down there was. That was all Texas and all that down there. That was all Mexico's territory.
Okay,
so they're just taking their stuff back.
You say they're taking it back.
Now, the Chinese, I can't tell you why they're coming over here by the thousand.
I know.
But, I mean, they are pouring into this country.
And I heard some Haitians is in that number. I'm like, really? Y'all sure?
Well.
Now, that's really hard for me to believe.
I'm scared of the Haitians.
Of course, they have all these claims.
The history that they have with the Mexicans, with all of that, like for instance, the Alamo.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? Yeah, just a good question. What was the Alamo?
I remember watching the movie John Wayne and them. Wasn't the Indians all involved in that? Was it?
They might have been.
Was that about Mexicans?
No. It was about Mexicans said, y'all not bringing slavery into our country. And Texas, where they was at, was part of their country.
Oh, okay.
They wanted to start running slaves through that part of the country. And the Mexicans, like, said, hell no, not doing it. the Haitians helped them fight Dembouy and David Crockett and all these guys, and they killed them guys. They didn't survive that.
I know.
They lied about all that. But well, that was because the slave, the people at the time that were slavers, or whatever you call them, wanted to actually make that a part of their slave drop-off, like they did the same thing in Jamaica and the Bahamas or whatever, you right. know, all these other little islands and stuff. And so they figured, well, hey, you know, we're coming up, this is southern part of this country. They thought we can shift them through here and come up through Texas and go on over to where they wanted to pull them into, I guess, into Georgia and all that. They said, no. I don't even know if they tell you what the Alamo was really about.
I got a movie about the Alamo.
Yeah, you keep, but you know all that was just Hollywood.
John Wayne and all that. Yeah, I know they didn't win. I do know that. Yeah. It didn't show that they won.
Well, they tried to make them into heroes.
Yeah. Say the Alamo.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
And I don't even think you can, I don't think you can walk, yeah, they got it blocked off now, I think. I don't know, but it used to be. I'm trying to see if they're going to talk about the battle, the Freedom Worth fight for. And see, all this was in Fort Worth. Oh, no, San Antonio.
Oh, it does say federalism. The Battle of the Alamo was fought over issues like federalism, preservation of the Antebellum South, mm-hmm. slavery,
yeah,
immigration rights, and cotton industry, and above all, money. General Santa Anna arrived at San Antonio, his Mexican army with some justifications, regarded the Texans as murderers. Wow. I didn't know.
Yeah, man. They lied about the whole history.
In our history books, it's not stated like that. I know we've studied that. Well, maybe it was. Well, I don't even remember, Willie. They way
never,
back there?
They never gave you this. They gave you that little blurb, you know. But, you know, that they what they used to say, something about the Alamo. There used to be a cry that they do. Long live, no, it wasn't long live the Alamo. Something the Alamo. But, yeah, man, they made it think, they make you think that them guys did a good thing, especially when you watch the movies, you know. That movie about as stupid as Birth of a Nation.
But it does tell you, it does show you that they didn't win.
Oh, no, they got their boobies kicked.
Yeah, it did show that. Mm-mm-mm.
But see, a lot of that was going on and they didn't explain it. It's just like when you look at the history of this United, what we call the United States, when it was just a territory. When they first, I tell people this, I just found out years back, there was already people here of color that was black. And that's how they found out about all the stuff they did about Africa, because they wanted to know how these people had all this gold and stuff, and they had technology as far as how they was navigating and all that sort of thing. And these and the white settlers was like, well, how do y'all learn all that stuff? And they're like, this is what we do. You know, where y'all from? They were talking about, oh, you know, we from this whatever Abuka, whatever they used to call it, and they followed them back to that place and saw it. They like, man, please. They didn't even come back over here from that point. They say when they came back to America the next time, they were bringing black folks with them. Because they had figured it out.
Right, right.
They went over there, man. There's something that you don't hear about that's called the, I think it's called the Belgium Summit. Hmm. Let me see. The Belgian Summit. I think it's called that. The Belgian Federal Government North Sea Summit. From resilience to opportunity to make a summit. No, that's not what I'm talking about. What I was talking about was what happened is I was talking about when they decided when Europe decided that they were going to invade the continent of Africa, mm-hmm. and they all got together. It was, if it wasn't Belgium, it's the other word that's in Germany. Berlin, is it the Berlin Summit? Maybe that's it. The Berlin Summit.
Said most of the men and the women who moved to the Texas Territory were colonizers who came in search of wealth and adventure, eager to grab the land Mexico was handing out by the acre. In doing so, they agreed to convert to Catholicism and become
all that
Mexican
time when
citizens.
They was doing that, they had already promised the 40 acres and the mule the government. Because what was going on, they was trying to abolish slavery, and they said, well, you can't bring slavery in, and that's why I did a story on him too, Plunkett. I can't think of his first name. He had the largest breeding plantation down here in Virginia, and what he was just doing, they started just breeding their own slaves. Mm-hmm. And as a result of that, I mean, he was ruthless too, man. I mean, he had met the University of Virginia is now where that old place were. And so his descendants, when he left it to his descendants, because he had raped and did what he was going to do with this one black woman and had kids with her. Uh-huh. And he ended up giving those kids that land. And they turned it into a, every time black people had a chance, the first thing they did was develop a church and a school. Those are the two things that they always was trying to develop.
Right.
And they usually did the school first because they just kind of, church people was kind of like gathering their thoughts as far as different religions and all that. I don't know what they were believing in, but I know schools, they was always trying to start school. And that was the one thing they was always doing. That's why they destroyed so many churches and schools. That blacks had.
Right.
It's just a thing, man. It's past. It's the way the past was with this country. And that thinking is still the fabric of this country. Now, that thing that you saw the other day, you know that wasn't on Now and Then. That was Woody's Tapestry.
Okay.
And I'm trying to separate those two. Because right. Woody's Tapestry is just me by myself. It's not with my son.
Right, right.
You know, and I'm a little bit more. I don't laugh as much on there. It's more because it's just more to a point of just enlightenment.
Right, right. It's
more serious.
Whereas it should
him,
be.
Him and me, we laugh all the time about stuff.
Right. Well, there is a seriousness to life, and there's also laughter and, you know,
well,
joke about things.
He said there's a time when playing in and seriousness begins.
Yes.
That's a beautiful song.
Songs in the Key of Life, was it in that collection? No.
I have to think of the name of the song.
We only got 4 minutes left. I can't believe all that time is gone already.
Well, you sitting here talked all that time away. the song that he had out. I'm trying to think. You are my friend. I can't think of the name. I know the song, but I don't know the name of it. We can pull it up, but anyway, it's a nice song by Stevie. Who you got coming in on your second time, you know? You don't even
Fred
know.
Malone. He's coming from the Ohio Historical.
Fred McLone.
Malone, yeah. Coming from the Ohio Historical. But I can also begin to set up my calendar. Shoot, March is tomorrow. So you was here the first. You want to do next week?
That's cool.
2 hours.
Yeah. There's a time when Excuse me? I'm trying to think of the name of that song.
So that'll be the 7th. Wow, already next week.
Time wait for no person.
Okay.
You know, time just ticks right along, babe. You be like, yo, where did time go? It didn't go anywhere. It just tick-tock right on past you.
Wow.
Yeah, buddy. So, anyways, hopefully March, that's the beginning. You know what I didn't know? Remember that thing about the groundhog seeing his shadow?
Mm-hmm.
You know when the groundhog sees his shadow, there's actually 6 weeks before spring anyways. So they saying if you don't see a shadow, you got six more weeks of winter. But the winter month don't end until spring comes.
Right.
And that time that they're talking about takes you right into the springtime. So naturally, that's like they saying, well, we're going to have 6 more weeks of winter. Yeah, because there's 6 more weeks of winter left before spring.
Right.
They've been lying to us all this time. I'm just looking at the groundhog. I mean, did he see it? Didn't he? And you know the groundhog come out. And you know that one movie that they did, Groundhog Day.
Oh, that's so crazy.
Was that not crazy?
Oh, I'm telling it got you, on my nerves. It was so crazy.
Well, you know, the part when he started really learning the truth,
mm-hmm.
how stupid he was, how much of a jerk and a heel he was.
Okay.
That's when I started really getting into it, because he started realizing instead of doing all this stupid stuff,
right,
I could be helping people. And once he learned that out, he realized that his reward was so much more
mm-hmm.
helping people than he was trying to rip them off.
Yeah, that's Bill Murray. I tell you, he's something else. He's an actor. Well, Willie, we are out of time. Thank you so much for coming and sharing. I don't think so. I think he's still alive. They're getting ready to do another Ghostbusters, which is one of my favorite movies.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Ghostbusters, cool. Yeah. 1 and 2.
Yeah, he. I liked them in Caddyshack.
That too. Oh, that's too crazy. Too crazy. Thank you all for listening to A Voice of a People. Until next time, be blessed, Linda Sims.
You're listening to The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227.